Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com, and obviously another disappointing loss for the Lions, Mike. They're fourth in a row, and we both wrote on DetroitLions.com about the way this game ended in a call by Jim Schwartz on third down to run the ball instead of putting it in your best receiver's hands, Calvin Johnson, instead of going through the throat. We both looked at that and probably thought they should have went a different route with that.
Well, somewhere in those three plays, you know, look, he's your best. And I understand the theory of closing out in the four-minute offense and the two-minute offense. That's great when you have it. They don't have it. Go back and look at the Green Bay game, first and goal at the 10, a couple of runs by LeSueur. You go nowhere. Look at last week against Houston on Thanksgiving Day, first and 10 at the 28. You get a net loss on two runs by Joik Bell. No, it's not working. Trust me, it's not working. Calvin Johnson is just ripping through people.
And he's making plays. You know, he hit 13 catches, 171 yards.
A 21-yard interference call on the play that put them there at the 44-yard line.
And they couldn't guard him even when they had the coverage right. Even when guys were hanging on him, he was making plays. I think we both can agree that the Lions should have at least taken one shot amongst those three plays to get Calvin Johnson the ball, to ice this thing, to end the game and stop fooling around.
I can't say it often enough. I really can't. Then you look at the other plays. The horse collar by Nick Fairley that stops the clock. It's not smart football. Drayton Florence has played 10 or 11 years in a league. He's 30-some years old. On a 42-yard prevent defense when they're playing that quarter coverage, he lets a guy get behind him. It's inexcusable. There's no reason for it.
You know, 10 games the Lions have played this year in one-possession games. They're now 3-7 in those games. Good teams find a way to make plays in the end. In those same games, the Colts are 7-1. That's the difference between 8-4 and 4-8.
And why should the Indianapolis Colts, coming off 2-14 with a rookie quarterback who had three interceptions today, why should they come through in those situations and the Lions shouldn't? Mano a mano, absolutely no reason for it to happen.
Obviously, the Lions have a lot to figure out these last 4 weeks.